Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to be talking about something that is of concern to every living thing on this planet. And what is that? H2O, that glorious stuff we call water that can come in different forms, and it's around the planet, and when we don't have it, and when it's not healthy for us to drink it, we have major problems. In today's world, we are realizing there's a toxicity in so many water areas. Is this really new? No, throughout history, contaminated water has caused disease. But we're going to be finding out about some other things that are very prevalent in this modern world of ours that we as consumers need to be alert to. My guest is Lono Ho'ala. He is a Hawaiian, well, he's actually a kahuna. Lono, welcome
to the
show.
Lono, well, thank you very much, yeah.
Now, your book is called Don't Drink the Water.
Yes.
And you call it an essential guide to contaminated drinking water and what you can do about it. But you're a man with a very interesting background. And I had the opportunity to talk with your wife before I booked you as a guest. And I found that you were ordained as a kahuna, which is a tremendous honor. And you have been able to utilize your talents there. You're not just involved with water. You're an herbalist. You're a naturopath. And you and your wife are very committed to making a difference in the quality of life that people are going to experience. Give me a little bit of background about how you were ordained as a kahuna.
Well, I've been very lucky because I was adopted by a Hawaiian family, so I've had a foot in both worlds, the old world and the new world. And in Hawaii, we have a very, very powerful system of wisdom we call huna. And our family there has been sort of the wisdom holders for this system of wisdom. They can trace their genealogy back to 500 years before Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
And they know who all the people are and the stories and that sort of thing. And the system of wisdom is just profound. It's very, very powerful. On the other hand, I've had the opportunity to get a very extensive Western education. I've got doctorate degrees. I have advanced degrees in biochemistry. So it's an interesting thing to be able to walk with a foot in both worlds and correlate the two and understand, you know, how they work. And it's been one of my privileges in the 61 years I've been alive to be able to integrate a lot of this stuff for other people. I'm very close to the Native Americans. Very, very close to the Hickory Apache tribe. I've run a little medical clinic on their tribe for quite a while and try to teach people how to take care of themselves with herbs and those sorts of things. These are people who are very, very poor. And we run a foundation that all of the income that we make from our companies that do medicines and water treatment systems goes to support the nonprofit foundation for, you know, family work and for relationship counseling and for health support of people who can't afford it. So that's what we do, and it's been I feel very blessed to have been honored to be able to do this work all my life. It's something that's very, very special and very important to me.
Now, you're very much involved with being a biochemist and understanding about the effects on water. What got you interested in this in the beginning? When you look at the Hawaiian background, I mean, they really evolved through their own learning curves throughout history. And they came to be very considerate of the environments that they were in. They had taboos for different areas of water, if it was overfished, et cetera. Mm-hmm. How did you make the connection that this was going to be a primary interest of yours?
Well, it kind of happened by accident, and I have to tell you, I was a bit reluctant. But as I got into my naturopathic practice and was working with people, I kept... from a Hawaiian point of view, water is one of the things that we have to have in appropriate quantities and of a, of a certain quality in order to create this condition we call pono. Pono is a word that means life energy flows where there's balance. And so in our way of medicine, we look at, what it takes to create balance in the body. And of course, food and air and exercise and water are the four keystones of that process. So in paying attention to water, I was constantly preaching to people about the importance of water. And people would come to me and want to have recommendations of water treatment systems. And like anyone else, I was confused. There's so much hype out there about various kinds of things. And, I went through several systems myself, and I wound up getting very irritated. About every 3 years, I wound up buying a new water system for hundreds of dollars. And I happened to, just to make a long story short, I happened to be asked to consult a company that was getting started in the water treatment business. And one thing led to another, and I eventually wound up getting introduced to a fellow named Don Heskett, who started a company called KDF Fluid Treatment International, and it was his invention of this media called copper zinc redox media that made it possible to solve the problem with Legionnaire's disease, if you remember when all that started happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that, so I published this paper after I got very into water, trying to educate customers. It was part of my naturopathic practice. And one of my customers turned out to be a publisher, and she wanted to be able to turn it into a book. I told her I didn't want to. I didn't want to be in the water business. She offered me money to do so, and it was money that we could use in our foundation at the time. So I said, okay, and we wrote the book, and it got endorsed by Dr. Andrew Weil, and then it was off to the races. And it became the best-selling book on water in the country and around the world. And mm-hmm. I had a fellow in Germany contact me by the name of Jim Starstuhl, who had figured out a way to separate red blood plasma from blood cells and wanted my help to try to turn it into a viable technology for water treatment. And when I saw his work, I recognized it immediately as one of the most important things in water treatment that I had ever seen. And so I connected him with some engineer friends of mine in Texas and water engineers, and we developed it, the capillary membrane technology, which is now kind of revolutionizing the water treatment industry.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing led to another. I kept telling people all the time, I don't want to be in the water business, and I don't want to be in the water business, but eventually, here I am 20-some years later, and we have
You're
a
in the water business.
And we've made a lot of difference. I've really been able mm-hmm. to... I'm a consulting engineer now for a number of the country's biggest water treatment manufacturers, and I engineer systems for hospitals and nursing homes and homeowners. And when people have difficult water treatment problems, I'm the guy who gets called, and I try to educate people to water because it's real important. And there's so much misinformation out there that I just appreciate any opportunity I can get to talk about it.
Well, and I concur. And I think being informed is very, very useful. Now, I know here in the Pacific Northwest, that's where I'm located, mm-hmm. we are just known for all of our lush environment, and we have had phenomenal aquifers. And we've lived in the area for almost 30 years now. And we noticed within 10 years after we came into the area how different the water tasted, because mm-hmm. they were using water from aquifers, but they started adding stuff to the water. And mm-hmm. there's things, and maybe some of my listeners will be aware of this, they probably have something like this in their own environment, but we found that we started having a ring of minerals and stuff in mm-hmm. the toilet bowl that was never there before, that had mm-hmm. never happened before. So over the years, and I was talking with someone not too long ago, telling them about your book, and they said, isn't it amazing? Ever since they started playing around with the water here in our particular area, the Pacific Northwest, and this person has lived in the area like for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they really go back quite a long ways. They said, it's just changed everything. It just is amazing. So here we are at this point where we have had to consider by the most places in the world the safest water in the world because of sanitation. Sanitation mm-hmm. is one of the biggest things that keeps a population healthy. We can look
sure.
at history, and you know that's important. But now we're getting a reversal. We're getting medicines in the water that weren't there before. And that includes drugs that have been dumped. We have all kinds of, I'll call them, life forms that are developing. And before we went on the air, you were telling me something about lead and research. And, of course, that's been a big issue with a lot of people. There are certain areas of country where lead is always in the water. It comes right out from its own environment that it flows through. It's just there. What have you found that needs to be paid attention to by the consumer? Because they have to work with the local governments, their local community
right.
environments, and the water treatment centers. What would you say to our listeners today relative to that?
Well, the first thing I would like to say is it's important. There's a in the system of wisdom I talked about, we call HUNA,
mm-hmm.
there's this statement that's extremely important, and basically what it says is that the person with the consequences is the person with the responsibility, and the person with the responsibility is the person with the authority. Now, in this culture, there's this tendency to want to turn over your responsibility and therefore your authority to a government
mm-hmm.
to fix things for you. This is an illusion. Unless the government has the consequences of you drinking your water, you can't give away your responsibility for your water. So what that means is you got to get informed. And you got to realize that the water treatment plants in this country were built primarily to do two things. Number one is to disinfect the water. That's what
mm-hmm.
you're talking about when
mm-hmm.
you say sanitation. Well, number two is to make it relatively palatable to drink. But much of the infrastructure that was built in the past 200 years in this country, 150 years, was not built with anything else in mind. And so what happens is in many communities, you talk about lead in the water, there are actually lead water mains. There are many, many communities that are full of water mains that are made out of lead.
Amazing.
There are high lead brass valves installed on water mains. Many of these mains that were made out of iron and cast iron and ductile steel were 150 years ago, most water lines were made out of cast iron or lead.
Mm-hmm.
100 years ago, it was a form of steel and lead. 50 years ago, it was ductile steel and lead. The cast iron had a lifespan of 150 years, the regular iron 100 years, the ductile steel 50 years. And voila, here we are in 2009, and all of the infrastructure is reaching the end of its lifespan all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that there's a lot of deterioration, there's a lot of water leaks out there, and every place the water is leaking, it can potentially reintroduce nasty toxins and bacteria back into the water. Most water lines are buried in proximity to a sewer line because of right-of-ways and easements. There's not lots of room to run all kinds of different plumbing in lots of cities. And so that's why cities are forced to make sure there's enough disinfectant now in the water, which didn't used to be this way. But now there has to be
mm-hmm.
a lot of disinfectant in the water to make sure that by the time the water gets to the furthest reach of the system, that it's still disinfected because of the amount of bacteria and goop that are coming into the water lines because of all these water leaks. Now, the cities have recently had switched to a process, many of them, called chloramination, where they mix chlorine and ammonia. This adds a lot of taste to the water. Chloramine is extremely irritating to the gastrointestinal system. This has all happened in about the last 5 years since the EPA has lowered the amount of of these disinfection byproducts that can be in water. And not coincidentally, you'll notice in the last 5 years you've seen this big upsurge in advertising for things like Tagamet and Prilosec for acid reflux disease. Well, a lot of the acid reflux is just simply people drinking chloraminated water because it's irritating. So the water reports that you get, these consumer confidence reports, I'm grateful that they do them. I think the EPA is great to require them. But most of the stuff that I look at in these reports are they're propaganda pieces designed to convince you that your water is great when really it's not. And so there's a lot of questions that the average consumer has to ask. You want to be very, very careful about the kinds of technology you employ. One of the big things that's out there now that's very popular are these water ionizers that are purported to do everything from cure cancer to baldness. In fact, many places these water ionizers can actually make the water very dangerous to drink.
Why?
Because they concentrate levels of arsenic.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Now, how is that accomplished?
Well, how an ionizer works is you have a positive and a negative anode and a cathode, these positive and negative electrodes in a container of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
The positive electrode attracts all the negative ions. That gets dispensed as the acid water. The negative electrode attracts all the cations or positive ions in the water. That they dispense as alkaline water. The positive ions include things like calcium, magnesium, potassium, but it also includes all the heavy metals, lead, arsenic, aluminum, all of that sort of thing. And so because of the way that they work, you can have water that may have, you know, what are supposedly safe levels of arsenic, and that's a whole other subject, but the bottom line is they can multiply those things by 3, 4, 5 times. Now, arsenic is an extremely potent cancer causer, and it potentiates cancer in the human body. We were talking before about how there's this recent correlation now done by Dartmouth University and the marine biological laboratories of the federal government that have determined, they were interested in why are people in certain areas of the country dying of the H1N1 virus and other people are not. And what they discovered is in all the areas where people are dying, it's they have arsenic in the water, naturally occurring arsenic in the water at very low levels. But the H1N1 virus, one of its unusual abilities is that it propagates in the lungs like the 1916 or 1918 flu virus very, very rapidly. So arsenic depresses the immune system enough that when the H1N1 virus gets into you, it doesn't respond quickly enough. And that's why certain people are dying in those parts of the country. Other people have a mild effect. So arsenic in water is very dangerous for a variety of reasons. That's just the latest one. And now people are buying these ionizers to try to cure cancer, and these things could actually be making their cancer far more aggressive or cause cancer because of this propensity to concentrate arsenic.
Now, let me ask you a question. This may sound like a simple question. Does boiling the water make any difference?
Only to microorganisms and certain volatile organic chemicals. If you have a bacteria or virus in the water, or certain kinds of volatile organics like certain solvents, insecticides, and herbicides, then you'll drive off in the steam the volatiles, and you'll kill the microbiologicals. But what boiling will do is it'll concentrate any heavy metal content in the water. So if you have arsenic or lead or mercury or cadmium or uranium or any of those kind of things in water, they'll actually get concentrated in the boiled water and potentially become more dangerous as a result.
That's very interesting. All right, so here we are in a situation where if someone were to take their water in to be analyzed, and all of us today are becoming more and more aware that anything that we put on the ground, our herbicides, anything like this, it's all going to go down into the water table.
Mm-hmm.
And we are literally poisoning ourselves.
Right.
So what can we do? You know, you look at things like Katrina, and, you know, if boiling concentrates lead in the water, I think of certain areas of Washington that are around a nuclear facility, and they have had very high levels of certain physical incidences happening.
Right.
And so let's say someone's really trying to be attentive and you go and you boil your water and thereby increasing the potency of the heavy metals. So with all of this, there are so many people today that are being tested that are finding heavy metals in their system. They're trying to be, you know, good to themselves, good to their family, good to their animals, because the animals are suffering too. Everything suffers. Every living thing suffers. What are the options that we've got here? Because you have new things.
You bet. If people will go to my website, lonoswaterguide.com, there is there a informational piece that they can download free of charge, and it's what I call the Conscious Person's Guide to Water Treatment Systems. And it is common sense, clear information that you can get, and if you're evaluating water treatment systems, you can go through these questions and see how a system stacks up. Very, very useful piece of information. I highly recommend each of your listeners download this if they have any interest in water. It's lonoswaterguide.com.
L-O-N-O-S, waterguide.com.
Sure.
All right, now your book, you've got all kinds of checklists, too.
Yeah, includes that checklist. And there is a company that I've engineered water systems for called Conscious Living Systems Incorporated. And they make a product called Living Waters Water Treatment Systems. I have gotten every one of my kids and all of my friends own one of those water treatment systems. It's the only system that's out there that meets all of the requirements in that buyer's guide. It can render the water microbiologically safe without the need for power or electricity. That's the most important thing. Does a better job of taking out metals than reverse osmosis. Can get rid of very difficult to remove chemicals like chloramine and most pharmaceuticals. I have to qualify that because we don't even know what all the pharmaceuticals are that are in the water.
That's the truth.
We've just tested it with lots and lots of the more difficult ones and we realize that it works. It gets rid of fluoride, and perhaps most importantly, it gets rid of both forms of arsenic, the trivalent and the pentavalent arsenic that is prevalent in water supplies. So, you know, given the spectrum of things, there's no other water treatment system on the market out there that I'm aware of that can do all of that. I know there is no other water system that can guarantee microbiological safety like this one can. So it's just, and they're reasonably priced. They're not horribly expensive. I think an undercounter system is $499, and I would rather own one of it than 50 of the ionizers at $3,000 a piece. So the bottom line is that I recommend those systems, and if somebody is interested and wants to become educated and is contemplating some other system, that's fine, but get that booklet and see how it stacks up against these very common sense things that you want a water treatment system to do, remembering that the number one job of a water treatment system is to make your water safe. It's not to make it alkaline. It's not to make it do some kind of weird thing. It's to make your water safe.
Yes.
After that, everything else is gravy.
Right. And we've had cholera outbreaks in different parts of the world because of bad water, disease.
Right.
I mean, no matter where you go in the world, that has been one of the biggest challenges. And I remember talking with someone after we had been in Russia, because in St. Petersburg, fecal matter and everything else has been going out into the water system over there for hundreds of years, and they've never done anything to correct it. And so people there have built up something like a local immunity, but they tell you when you go in, be sure you're careful, don't drink the water, don't, you know, cover your eyes, do this kind of thing, because there are all these parasites that are in the water that will go through your eyes, and, you know, it really is gruesome by the time they finish telling you all this stuff. But I remember someone from the World Health Organization that I met in the 90s after we had come back from visiting Russia at the time, and he said that he had a little glass vial of Clorox that he took with him, and he said you can use iodine, but wherever he went, he would never drink water until he got a pitcher of whatever water was local, and he put 8 drops of it in there, and he said he let it set overnight, and then that way the water was safe to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in today's world, with the chlorine, they put so much in the water. You turn it on, you can smell it, and now we're supposed
to smell. That's the chloramine. That's not chlorine. You can't smell chlorine in water. What you're smelling, that's where people, that's one of the things that people get confused about all the time. When you smell that chlorine smell in water, it's chloramine. It's not chlorine. It's
really?
That combination of chlorine and ammonia. When you go into a swimming pool and you have that odor that causes your eyes to water,
Yes. That's
chloramine. And that gets created in swimming pools because when they chlorinate a pool to keep it disinfected, typically in the pool there's a lot of ammonia because of people sweating and urinating and skin
Yes. Sloughing
off and all that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. And that ammonia combines with the chlorine and it builds up over time in the pool. And you walk in the pool, the room where the pool is, and your eyes start to water and burn and that sort of thing. That is chloramine. That's what they're deliberately adding to the water now in order to disinfect it to keep the formation of disinfection byproducts down. But what we now have discovered is that some of the most dangerous disinfection byproducts ever discovered in water are now, we're discovering our byproduct of this process of chloramination, and there's a new form of coliform bacteria that we're discovering in the water lines, the byproduct of the metabolism. They eat this chloramine stuff in places, and the byproduct of their metabolism is acidic, and so in places like Washington, D.C., these bacteria are thriving, and they have completely stripped all the water lines, and all. Remember I told you about water mains made out of lead?
Yeah.
Well, they've stripped all the lime scale now out of the acid has out of these water mains, and that's perhaps you heard about the big scandal in Washington, D.C. that got reported about a year ago, I believe, where the schools have, like, somebody discovered that in the water, the 1,500 times the permissible amount of lead. Well,
oh
that's why.
Word.
Because the water's become acidic, because they're chloraminating, because Washington has surface water sources very high
mm-hmm.
in dissolved organic contaminants. When they use chloramine, it creates this acidic byproduct that has leached out the lime scale, and then all of a sudden all this huge amount of lead is in the city water now. So how they're going to fix that, I don't know. They're not straightforward about it either. They don't just come out and tell you that
mm-hmm.
that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you read a water treatment report or news reports about it, you won't know that that is really what's going on, but that is what's going on.
Amazing. Well, Lano, you've got so much good information in this book. With this system that you're talking about that has evolved and has become so sophisticated, enabling one to know they've got water that's going to be healthy to drink, to feed their animals, et cetera. With this, is there a system that would work on an entire house? Some people live in apartments, and is this something that they can just use in apartments? Can they set it up underneath their sink?
Well,
the
drinking water systems are in the living water systems come in under counter as well as countertop models, and then we engineer water treatment systems for the entire home. So if somebody has a well and they've got arsenic and they've got, you know, corrosive water, and they got high levels of iron and manganese and hydrogen sulfide, and, you know, they find pharmaceuticals and all that kind of stuff. What we do is we actually provide an engineering report based on a comprehensive water test performed by an independent lab, and we will tell people exactly what they've got and exactly what they need to do in order to clean up their water. So I think the best way to find that company is livingwatersway.com.
livingwatersway.com.
Yeah.
Well, Lono, we are out of time. This has been absolutely amazing. I'm so glad that you have published your book, Don't Drink the Water. I know you've got an updated edition that's coming out. But for those of you listening, for your own well-being and for that of your families, you know, what do they tell you every day? Drink such and such an amount equal to body weight or what goes on. Well, maybe one of the reasons that you might have, if you've put money into doing tests like I have to find out about your heavy metal balance and all this kind of stuff, and you come back and you go, oh my goodness, look at all these things that are in my body. I didn't think they were there. Now we know that there is something that is affected and affecting our bodies due to water systems that have developed problems. We live in a much different world than we lived in 150 years ago. So go to Lano's website, and it's lanoswaterguide.com, and that's L-O-N-O-S, waterguide.com, and also check out livingwatersway.com so you can get some education. But more than anything else, get his book, Don't Drink the Water. Lano, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you. I really appreciated it, and I'll look forward to maybe coming back again sometime.
I hope we will be able to do that, too. This is Donna Sebo again, the book, Don't Drink the Water, the Essential Guide to Our Contaminated Drinking Water and What You Can Do About It. Personal responsibility here. Go for it. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you what to do. Do it yourself. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Hip, hip, huzzah! My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th Annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first three weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. Four out of the last eight Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast, with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and telephone lines are now open. I know we've got a caller on the line waiting, but before I do that, I want to give you the telephone number so that you can call in and chat with me if you so desire. The number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And for those of you who are in the state of Washington, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair is coming up, and you will be hearing the ad on the show regarding the wonderful event, which is the first three weekends in August. And just remember that I have some family passes still available. I have 8 family passes. I know, but before you know it, August is here. So if you'd like to get one for your family, it's being held at the Maris Ranch in Buckley, Washington. Give me a call at my office or send me an email. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com or call my office 800-872-8852 and we'll make sure that that pass gets out to you as soon as possible. Meanwhile, don't forget, go to the website, Washington Ren Fair. Put an E at the end of fair, Washington, RENFAIRE.com. And you will be able to get all the details and information that you need otherwise. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Caller, thank you for being so patient and waiting. First name or initial, and what part of the country are you calling from?
Karen from Arizona.
Karen from Arizona. Where in Arizona?
In Phoenix.
In Phoenix. Boy, you're coming through so nicely and clearly. That's terrific. All right, Karen, the first thing that is coming into my mind is I got the word desperation, but I don't think that that really is the right word. I think that there is a sense of agitation, not getting the results you want, yet I am looking at what I consider little tiny results. It's like a cluster of little tiny results. And it's going to take attending, that's T-E-N-D-I-N-G, tending to all of these little tiny things that have to be taken care of so that it will build its own momentum and you'll be able to move forward in the way that is going to serve you best. There is a breakthrough that is evolving for you in the third quarter of this year. It is a breakthrough that you've worked very, very hard for, and it will come in increments. It's not going to come in one great big aha. It comes in increments. And as I watch you and as I'm observing you, then I want to say this is something that is going to serve you well. Pay attention. Don't drop the ball. Don't get discouraged. Follow through. What's on your mind? What would you like to ask me today?
I think what you were talking about pretty much goes into what I'm in the middle of. And when you say third quarter, are we approaching the third quarter now?
Well, it's July, August, and September. July, August, and September, it's third quarter of the year.
Okay.
So we have started into that third quarter.
Okay.
So I think the breakthrough is going to come. Now, remember, it's not going to be a great big whoopee. It's going to be little tiny steps. So it's a matter of being consistent, taking care of the small details, following through, doing what you need to do. You will not regret it.
Okay. I really don't have any questions.
Well, I think we pretty much covered it then for you.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Karen. Did you have a chance to listen to the interview?
No, there's something wrong with my sound system. I can't get the sound going here. And
oh, dear.
I know.
Well, if you can, you ought to listen to it, because the gentleman that I had on the air is...
you got to click on the secondary. Tell her to click on the secondary stream. The primaries are not working.
Okay. Click on the secondary stream because the primary stream is not working. That's what my engineer just told me.
Okay.
So you'll be able to pick up everything if you're not able to hear the sound.
Okay.
So they have something that has gone wacky. The gremlins of the universe have decided to do a little tap dance on the system. Don't you just love technology?
Well, I don't think about it until it doesn't work.
That's right. Hey, that's sort of like the washing machine breaking down when you've got 50 tons worth of dirty clothes. Yes, it's that kind of feeling. Well, honey, you have a wonderful, wonderful summer, and thanks for calling in.
And you too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Karen. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. I had promised you a recipe for some grilled steak fries. And I don't know about you, but I love fried potatoes. Now, this is a recipe. Yes, it's good, and you can do it on the grill. And when it's so hot and you don't want to have this stuff going on in the house, This is great. Now, we've got a caller. I'm going to go to the caller first, but get that pad of paper and pen handy because this recipe is so easy. Woo-hoo! It's wonderful. Hi, caller. First name or initial. Where are you calling from?
Michael, and I'm calling from Carmel, California.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
And Carmel, California is just beautiful. Oh,
it sure is.
Wow. The last time I was there, it's been a number of years, but, oh, is it picturesque?
It hasn't changed.
Oh, I love to hear that kind of a statement. Okay, Michael, back to business with you. The first thing I'm looking at is the word discipline, discipline, discipline. No shortcuts. Be consistent, and you are moving slowly. It's as if I'm looking at a gigantic block. Something like what you've seen in the Egyptian pyramids, where you wonder how in the world they got it into place. And it's this feel like I'm working with something that's so massive. And it's just got so much to it that I have to allow. It's going to take a while for the momentum to build up so that this moves along more readily. And I don't see it as an obstacle. I'm seeing it as something that you're wanting to achieve that is of such a size that it has to pick up its own momentum so that it will literally move itself. But right now, you're having to give whatever this concept, whatever this desire, whatever this dream is, you're having to give it the momentum, and it's taking a lot of energy from you. That is what's required for now. I give you less than a year, and the momentum will be there to take care of moving this wonderful project or whatever your objective is along the way so it'll eventually fall into place where it's supposed to. But you've got a lot on your plate. It just seems like you have so many irons in the fire. When do you ever take time just to play?
You know, you hit everything right on the head. I mean, I do have a lot of irons in the fire. I've got a couple health issues I'm working through. I'm helping my son. But the key thing that I was thinking about is this business I'm trying to get off the ground with this other man. It's a mask that he invented for motorcycles. And
mm-hmm.
he said I could be a partner, but it's taking forever. I'm not getting paid, but I can see that there could be a potential. Is that what you're seeing?
I think it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's it.
Okay.
I think it's part of it. And what I think is going on here is that you've got a bit of a learning curve. This individual is not a business person, period. They just don't have the moxie. They're more of an inventive type of thinker. So there would, to my mind's view, it would be very much to your advantage to sit down and have a good conversation with this person and ask them why they are so frightened.
Huh.
What is it that they see that's scaring them? And they have a big mask on themselves. And I think a lot of it is self-sabotage, and this has happened to them before.
Huh. Well, he's involved with this woman, his wife, that's kind of harsh in the equation.
Well, I think, again, this is not a businessman. This
he claims
is someone
to be.
Who is, well, you think he is because of his talk, but he's not really.
Huh.
So you need to evaluate some things very carefully. And don't come up from a positioning of fear. Come from a positioning of let's talk business. Let's get down to the bare bones, and let's make sure we've got everything in writing. And if he becomes very, very fearful that, oh, well, you might try to steal it from me or something like that, say, look, if you can't have trust, there's nothing here. I'm not interested in robbing you. I'm interested in helping you build something. But you're afraid, and if you're afraid, then maybe we should just close the whole thing down.
That's a good way to look at it, because I don't have anything in writing. And
you need it in writing. I wouldn't do anything else until you have clarity. And then have it reviewed by an attorney.
Okay.
Do you need to have it in writing, and that's part of the challenge here. This person is so afraid.
Boy, you shed a lot of light on something I wouldn't have thought of.
Well, Michael, I just think that there's sometimes it's all it takes, and that's what I do.
Well, you did it, because I've been quandering. I thought about calling you, and I listened to the station, and then I couldn't get the feed, and I thought, well, you're not on the air, and I thought I'd just call by chance to see if you're on the air, and here you are.
Here I am. They're having some problems, but I'm here, and, you know, if you ever want to talk to me more in depth about this, you can always call me for a private appointment. That's not a problem.
I might just do that.
All right, Michael, you have a wonderful day. I've got to take a break.
Well, I'm looking forward to the fry recipe.
Oh, it's coming on in just a moment.
Thank you. This is
Donna Siebel. We're going to take a break, and we come back. Yes, I'm going to give you that grilled steak fries. It's Bobby Flay's recipe, and I think it's awesome. Also, you can call in and chat with me, 888-815-9.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Siebel. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Siebel's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Siebel's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Siebel and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Siebel is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Have that pad of paper and pen handy? Okay. Now, this is Bobby Flay's grilled steak fries. This is all you need. And, I mean, this is so easy. You need 6 large russet potatoes, 6 large russet potatoes, some kosher salt, or regular salt, whatever works, 1/4 cup of olive oil, and some freshly ground black pepper. If you don't like pepper, you don't have to put the pepper on, but the salt is a must. Now, this is how simple it is. You put your potatoes in a pot of cold water with 2 tablespoons of salt, and you're going to bring that batch of potatoes and water to a boil over medium-high heat. Now, you'll cook those potatoes until tender when they're pierced with a knife, but yet they're still firm. So with those 6 potatoes in a big pot, don't put them in one little dinky pot. Put it in a good-sized pot so it's got a lot of room for the water to get around the potatoes. You're going to need about 25 minutes, and then you're going to drain them. And when the potatoes, just drain them, set them aside. When they're cool enough to handle, cut each potato lengthwise into 8 slices. Now, this is something you can do in advance. If you're going to have a party, this is just something you can do. Once those potatoes cool, cut them into those 8 slices, nice, yummy, thick wedges. And potatoes can be kept at room temperature for up to 4 hours or refrigerated for up to 8 hours. Remember, the boiling is going to bring the sugar and starch content into a balance. When you're ready to grill them, you heat your grill to high, and you brush your potatoes with the oil. Better yet, just stick the oil in a plastic bag, a great big plastic bag, and dump the potatoes in there and just lightly shake them around so that the oil gets all over the potato. To me, that's easier. And then you season them, put them on the grill, season them with salt and pepper, and you grill them until they're golden brown and cooked through. It's about 2 to 3 minutes per side. And you serve it hot. That's enough for 4 people. I bet you they're going to go fast. There's nothing like wonderfully freshly grilled potatoes. Then steak fries, they're great. And I just love salt on them. And sometimes what we do is have like lemon pepper. Sometimes we like to do something like that, which has your salt and your lemon flavor and your pepper in it. But whatever it is, or maybe you want to have spicy fries. However you want to do it, season them with tacos. There's so much you can do with this recipe. It is so simple, but there's nothing like grilled steak fries to go along with whatever you're going to serve. So that's the recipe I had promised you. Also, I wanted to let you know about our guest for tomorrow. We're going to be talking with a World War II veteran. This gentleman is in his 80s, and he just came out with a book called I Was Trained to Be a Spy. Now, this man was a teenager when we were at war with the Germans, and his story about beating the Gestapo at its own game, the training he went through to become a spy, he and his teenage brother escaped Greece, Crete, to be trained by the United States government to do what they needed to do to become a part of the underground against the Germans. So this is a story that is just absolutely incredible. This will be done with Mr. Helios Dundalakis, and he is a wonderful man. So I hope that you'll tell your friends, and I hope you'll tune in, because stories like this, when we have a chance to hear them, and believe it or not, his information was just declassified under 2 years ago. So he is going to be with us. And next week, wow, what a lineup we've got. We've got Heather Petrie. She's with TTAP. She's a TTAP trainer. And she's going to be on with us instead of Teresa. For those of you who are regular listeners, know how much I just think the TTAP system is fabulous. Well, Heather was featured in People magazine in the month of June, June 1st edition. So we're going to be talking with her and finding out how TTAP helped her, and she says it saved her life. She had multiple sclerosis. Then Wanda Novak on Tuesday, Never Say Can't. Oh, this woman is so dynamic. What a doll. I'm looking forward to chatting with her. And then Creative Moments in Symmetry. A.V. Shrivner is a woman who is blind, who has developed dance and music to a special level. And then Joe Makachia, who is going to be talking about blue-collar jobs, blue-collar and proud of it. And then Brian Herbert, we're going to be discussing The Winds of Dune. This is a sequel to the original movie or the original book, Dune, which was made into more than one movie. An incredible lineup of guests. So I invite you to join me. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Life presents us with challenges, but with those challenges, we have the opportunity to make this world a better place and to take our stance in life of personal responsibility and recognizing that we can really make a difference by our actions, by how we demonstrate what we really believe. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back with you right here on BBS tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.